At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
Goose Baba. It's Wellness Wednesday.
Don't freak out.
With Anna and Raven.
It's Cinco de Mayo. A lot of avocados are going to be eaten today, a whole lot of them. But here's what you probably don't know. Not only should you be eating them for all the health benefits, but there's a reason why it's America's new favorite fruit. Do you know they call it that? Do you know why they call it that?
I did not know that.
Because it has more potassium than bananas. And not only should you be eating them, you should be wiping them all over your face because it's one of the best things you can do for a facial mask.
I mean, I've seen, I think, an avocado mask before, right? Or a cucumber mask, like anything with a fruit. You know, there's Cindy Crawford. She's up all hours of the day talking about cantaloupe. So fruits in your skin, people dig it.
Yeah, they're saying that adding avocado to your face mask is great for moisturizing the skin, reducing inflammation, and healing acne. But here's the magic sauce that also has to go in with the mashed avocado on your face.
Yeah.
Honey. So they're saying that honey contains all the antioxidants and antibacterial properties, and it's great for reducing your pores and getting rid of blackheads. So forget about that thing that, like, you know, you rip off all the pores off your nose. All you need is a little avocado and honey on your face.
Okay, sounds simple enough.
All right, so we brought in here my blender. Let's see if it's working, and we're going to mash it up. Now, producer Sean, you're going to let me give you an avocado facial, correct?
Yep.
Yeah, all right. It was so nice of him to volunteer.
Because I have a white shirt on, and that would have just been a disaster.
All right, so we're going to put the avocado inside of the blender right now. Let's see, where is that avocado? There we go. Let's scoop it right in there. I'm going to mash it right in.
Who did the coring? Good job on the coring there.
Well done.
Nobody got injured? Good job.
Okay. That's good. Now we're going to put in some honey. We're videoing this too, so you can be able to watch it on Instagram at Anna and Raven. And let's see.
Wow, that's a lot of honey.
Well, this is for your antioxidants. All right, let's put the top on. Right.
No amount of honey is too much honey for antioxidants.
Are we going to blow the board?
We might, actually.
Yeah.
We have a real problem with electricity here in the studio.
Yeah.
That we don't have any electricity to spare is actually the problem with electricity here in the studio.
Okay. Now, how am I going to wipe this all over Sean's face? How are we going to... I don't know.
A stick or something like that?
Yeah, let's see. Here, Sean, just give me your face. Just give me your...
Oh.
Oh. Dude, not in the hair.
It's in your hair? It's also good for your hair. All right, so here's the thing. We are going to have this sit for a few minutes, and when we come back, we're going to do just half your face, and we're going to see if there's actual difference from the avocado facial from one side to the other, okay?
I mean, I feel like more is in his hair.
Yeah, it's coming up next.
Goose Baba. It's Wellness Wednesday.
Don't freak out.
With Anna and Raven.
I'm going to be honest with you. When we originally talked about doing this, the reason why I really wanted to do it is because I wanted to smash avocado on producer Sean's face.
Oh, I thought you wanted to see whether or not it was something that you would actually want to do at home.
Yeah, but now that's what happened.
Yeah.
Now this is actually something I want to do. So Wellness Wednesday, it's small things you can do in your life to make yourself look better and feel better about yourself. And because it's Cinco de Mayo, they wouldn't let us drink tequila on the air.
Boo.
So we had to do something with this blender.
Right. And we have all these avocados because we're obviously going to be making guacamole throughout the morning. So one of the things that people don't know is that avocado is really good for your skin and hair, and not only just eating it. So what you do is you take an avocado and you take honey and you blend them together, which we've done here in the studio. And I have wiped it all over producer Sean's face. Now, what it's supposed to do is get rid of acne. It's supposed to help any inflammation that you have on your face, get rid of eczema if you have that.
Right. I see you stretching your face, like moving your jaw and stuff, Sean. Is it tight on the skin at all? What does it feel like?
Yeah, I think the honey's drying out, and it's starting to feel like my skin's dry.
Yeah, like a little concrete on the face.
I feel like the honey acts as like a...
It's like the serum.
Well, you know,
when you get a regular peel mask, it's like a serum.
The microdermabrasion, like, you know, like the
I've never had that.
The grainy part that like scrubs. That's what I feel like the honey does. And the avocado is the soothing. I kid you not, according to all this research that I've done online, within 10 to 15 minutes of putting the avocado mask on, which is literally just mashing an avocado and honey, your skin is supposed to be glowing after 10 to 15 minutes. We put this on Sean's face a little while ago.
Yeah. Do you see a glow?
Yeah.
Like you
do? Yes. I think his skin actually looks a lot better. I think it's incredibly moisturizing. And for someone like me that has really dry skin, I would 100% do this. I wouldn't do it live on Instagram like we did for Sean.
Right, because it's a very attractive look.
Right, but I would do it at home by myself.
I would suggest also wearing some sort of smock or an apron or something like that.
Definitely recommended.
I also got some in his hair, and at first it was by accident.
Yeah.
But the truth of the matter is,
then you pushed it back more.
I put more because I realized that it also is really beneficial to make your hair more silky and smooth. I mean, who knew avocado had all these different great factors to it besides just eating it with some, you know, chopped tomatoes and lime juice?
I hope you don't have any, like, important meetings or anything like that today, though. All right? Because, I mean, you know, it's going to be hard to explain why you're walking around with that stuff on your face and you're just, you know, kind of dirty all over the place. Your shirt looks like you woke up in an alley.
Sean, have you ever had a facial before?
Never before in my life.
Are you going to tip me for doing a really good job and spreading it all over your face? I'm just saying, that's like customary.
You know what, Anna, you got the hair too. Maybe it'll take some of the grays out. So yeah, I'll give you a nice tip.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, or prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.